hear the word of the Lord as recorded in the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 10. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. And these are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed in Christ, it is good news when Jesus says he gives you eternal life. It is good news when Jesus tells you you shall never perish. It is good news when Jesus says no one will snatch you out of his hand. But that good news so often falls on deaf ears. Moses and the prophets pointed to Christ, proclaiming the coming of the Messiah, the seed of the woman, King David's greater son, one greater even than Moses, one who would bring peace, righteousness, the sure mercies of God. Yet the words of the prophets, the very voices that proclaimed, "Thus says the Lord," were shut out, ears were closed, warnings and promises rejected. On this past Sunday, one of the lessons was the word of our Lord recorded in the Gospel of St. Luke. There we heard Jesus as he looked out over the city of Jerusalem, drawing near for all the events of Holy Week. And he says, "If you had known, even you, especially in this your day, the things that make for your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes." Earlier, our Lord, also speaking at Jerusalem, had said, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her, how often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing." The great comfort, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the tender and generous mercy of God, all of this has been and continues to be rejected. It is rejected because people do not believe there is any real need for the life, the safety, and the security that Jesus alone provides. Those who do not believe eternal death could ever come to them will be bored with the news that Jesus gives eternal life. Those who think they can never perish will find little of interest in Jesus' promise that they will never perish. Those who see no reason to follow Jesus much, if at all, who are deaf to the howls of the wolves and the demons that pursue them, will hear the promised security as useless information and quickly discard it. As Jesus looked out over apostate Jerusalem, he wept. His tears were real, showing us the desire to save that he has for all people, even for those who turn from him. He desires his word to be heard, to be trusted, to be believed, for he desires to save, and his word now brings us the very salvation which this good shepherd won for us by giving his life on the cross. One hymn that we sing during Lenten season summarizes the death of Jesus this way, that what punishment so strange is suffered yonder. The shepherd dies for sheep that love to wander. The master pays the debt his servants owe him who would not know him. The King of love, the good shepherd Jesus Christ, is the one who gives his life for the sheep. He does so because the sheep are lost and cannot find their own way to safety, because the sheep keep looking for other pastures, hearing the voices of strangers, of false shepherds, and the wolves in sheep's clothing. All these wrong voices, alluring but deadly sounds, strike our ears with temptation, but all lead only to eternal death. This morning, the Good Shepherd still sounds forth with his voice, the Word of God, Holy Scripture, the Gospel. He speaks to you, for he knows you. He knows what you need even better than you yourself do. He has taken on sin, your sin. He's taken on death, your death, and even Satan and hell, so that these enemies of yours now are routed, driven away by the rod and staff of the shepherd, your Lord. This Lord has walked through the valley of the shadow of death in your place. He has gone amongst our enemies and come forth in victory. He has done so for you, so that goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. These are the promises given to you. These are the promises which are poured out on you in holy baptism. These are the promises placed on your lips as you receive the body and blood of Christ in the Holy Supper. By the grace of God, the voice of the shepherd still speaks to you for your good. His promises remain sure, for he is the one who rose from the dead the third day, so that all who hear his voice and follow him will never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of his hand. Close with this verse. Still let thy love point out my way. What wondrous things thy love hath wrought. Still lead me, lest I go astray. Direct my work, inspire my thought. And if I fall, soon may I hear thy voice and know that love is near. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may rise, and let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, out of your fatherly goodness, you've been mindful of us poor, miserable sinners, and have given your beloved Son to be our shepherd, not only to nourish us by his word, but also to defend us from sin, death, and the devil. We beseech you, grant us your Holy Spirit, that even as this shepherd knows us and helps us in every affliction, we also may know him, and trusting in him, seek help and comfort in him. From our hearts, obey his voice and obtain eternal salvation. Through the same, your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.